Topic 19. The disadvantages of big class learning. One of my friends complains to me about his relation with his professors, saying that there is a far distance between the students and the faculties. As a matter of fact, this is not surprising. Due to the expanded enrollment of college students, many universities cannot find enough faculties. It has been so common that hundreds of students crowd in a class listening to a professor. They seldom have enough time to communicate in private. As far as I'm concerned, the big class learning has many disadvantages. First of all, the big class learning is by no means conducive to the development of the critical thinking of the students. The college education is still the elite education. Therefore, the quality of the graduates is very important. They need to be competent to get a decent job in the job market. The making and development of such qualities are done most of the time in classroom. Meanwhile, the professors are playing a crucial role in molding the soul of the students. The big class learning cannot manage such kind of tasks. Once the students study in a very big class, they may become very lazy or even play truant. As for the professors, they may not have so much time to talk with the students, since there are so many. This may lead to the second disadvantage of the big class learning, the gap and distance between the two parties. Originally, the college campus is a place where the professors and the students enjoy the fun of doing research and pursuing the truth. They may work as one to contribute to the flowering of the scholarship. However, the fact is the students often feel that they are disconnected with their distinguished professors. The students cannot find their instructors during their time of need. The last disadvantage of the big class learning is that the whole education may get bad or even worse. The big class learning may cause a commercialization of the education, which will be a very serious problem. To sum up, the big class learning has more disadvantages than advantages. It will affect the quality of the graduates as well as the whole education cause in China. The effective measure to deal with it is to limit the enrollment of college students to make a better national education.